1230 KHAS.
All right, Mike Will back here at the Jungle at Hastings High as we get set for the boys' basketball game here tonight between Waverly and Hastings High. The Vikings coming in a record of 9 wins and 8 losses on the season. Waverly has won their last 2 games. They just got done playing Crete over the weekend and beat the Cardinals by the score of 56-45. Before that, a win over Aurora, a 47-28 decision that they picked up a win on. They played in the Eastern Midlands Conference Tournament, losing a couple of ball games there. So Waverly comes in with a mark of 9 wins and 8 losses on the season. A team that's averaging just 43 points per ball game in offense. They give up 45 on the defensive end. They've got a couple of guys in double figures as far as point production is concerned. That's Dylan Janicek. He's averaging 11.7 points per ball game. And then Ben Warner, he's averaging 10.1. Waverly is hitting 36% of their field goal tries so far this year, 31% from three-point territory, 62% from the free throw line. They average about 15 turnovers per ball game. The Hastings High Tigers under head coach Lance Creech, they have a record of 6 wins and 11 losses on the year. The Tigers on a 3-game skid right now, losing to Class B highly ranked Beatrice 62-28, losing to Class A opponent Kearney 72-53. And the other night, losing to Crete on Tuesday, 57-45. This is the second game of 4 games in 7 days for the Tigers. After tonight, they'll play at Aurora on Saturday, then they'll welcome in Grand Island coming up on Tuesday. So 4 games in 7 days here for the Tigers. Hastings 0-1 during this little end-of-the-season push as they look to get back onto the winning track here. 6-11 on the season. Hastings High being led on the year so far by Morgan Karloff, who is in double figures. He's averaging 10.1 points per ball game and 3.6 rebounds per game. He's the only man in double figures for Hastings. Vinny Schmidt averaging 8. Tanner Johnson averaging 8 points a ball game for Hastings. Tigers is a team averaging 44.8 points per ball game, giving up 54.1 on the defensive end. Hastings hitting 40% of their field goals so far this year, 34% from three-point territory, and 70% from the free throw line. The Tigers averaging 16 turnovers per ball game. So inching closer to the game time here tonight. Hastings High and Waverly going through their pregame workouts now on the floor here at the Jungle at the Tiger Gym. We'll come back and chat with Hastings College, or the Hastings High head coach, former Hastings College head coach Lance Creech, as our pregame show continues right after this.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HD Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
1230 KHAS.
And we're back at Hastings High as we get set for the boys' game here tonight between Hastings and Waverly. So we spent a couple of minutes with Hastings head coach Lance Creech, and coach says it's like an NBA schedule. You got to 4 games in a matter of 7 days. You're on game number 2 tonight.
It is. It's going to be a grind here, but hopefully we can kind of get our feet back under us and just play a little bit cleaner, I guess you would say, than we did the other night. It created things kind of just, I don't want to say got away from us, because it was a pretty good game in regard to the score up until probably the last minute when we had to start fouling and stuff. But we cut it to a 1-point lead for Crete, you know, with about a minute and a half, 2 minutes to go, and we just couldn't make plays. We just had way too many turnovers. I think we had 18 turnovers and gave up 14 offensive rebounds. So you're not going to win a lot of games playing like that.
It's been a year of, I guess, inconsistency for your club. You played some good minutes, and you haven't had very good minutes out there.
Yeah, we really have, and you know, it's hard to really truly pinpoint why that is. I you know, in my own opinion, a lot of it is with a younger set of players. A lot of times they put so much on how they score the basketball or how they shoot the basketball and how well they play. And I don't know that we have the mindset yet to say, okay, I'm not shooting the ball very well tonight, but I can really defend or rebound or pass the ball or block out or screen or whatever you need your players to do to be complete players. Right now, you know, we've still got a little bit of a specialist mentality. We've got some kids that can score it, but maybe can't defend as well. We've got some kids that can defend, but maybe can't score it as well, and so on and so forth. So, you know, it's just kind of the evolution of trying to build a program and trying to embed your philosophies, thoughts, and ideas, you know, what you feel is best with the talent level that you have. And you know, that's going to be a work in progress every day until the end of time. You know, I mean, you could probably ask any coach in the country, and they'll tell you something very similar, is we've got to continue to build who we are and our philosophy and understand. And, you know, the fortunate thing is we've got a lot of young players, so we'll be able to work with the same kids for a few years in a row here. But at the same time, you know, everybody says that, well, you know, have patience and be patient. But that's like saying don't be scared in a tornado. It only lasts 5 minutes long. But when you're in the middle of that tornado, it seems like an eternity. So right now we are. We're in the middle of that tornado. We're still trying to find, you know, some consistency, whether it's our starters, whether it's our bench play, whether it's our shooting, whether it's our defense. And we just can't pinpoint, you know, one thing, because it's usually something different every night that kind of kills us.
Yeah, we're 17 games into this season, but like I said, this is a process for you, and it might not be completed this year. It might be something you have to continue to work on next year.
Well, it is. You know, and the odd thing about it is we had a kid speak up after the second game of the season. You know, we had a really bad loss, as many teams have this year, to Elkhorn South, and you know, they're as good of a team as you're going to find in Nebraska primarily, but especially Class B. So, you know, the kid said, you know, that's not our goal, is to win every single game. Our goal is to try and get to the state tournament. And with our district, good, bad, or other, say what you want about it, it's we still have, all of our goals are still very attainable. We've just got to make sure and get some things cleaned up. Because I think, you know, when we play well, when we play as aggressive and as hard as we did against an Adams Central, or even a Kearney for that matter, and that's kind of the odd thing about this, is I wasn't as much upset about winning or losing at Creighton, it's just how we played. I just didn't think we played with any vigor, any physicality, any confidence, any swagger, whatever you want to call it, like we did against Kearney. At least we competed. We got out there. They were just a better basketball team, and you're going to have that too. So we've just got to get back to kind of compete in every possession like we did, you know, in the games that we were most successful this year.
In the midst of a three-game losing streak right now, but you played some good minutes during this three-game stretch. And like you said, this is a team that possibly could qualify for the state tournament. You've got a district that you can compete in here in a couple of weeks.
Yeah, we really do. You know, I mean, I think we're still sitting right now second in the power points, and however they, you know, calculate those, I really don't know or care at this point. I'm just worried about what we've got ahead of us. But, you know, we're sitting behind Holdridge, who we lost to in overtime. So our district is so wide open, and so, you know, every team in our district is a little bit like us, just a lot of inconsistency. And what we tried to share with our players last night after practice is, my opinion, the team that comes out of this district will be the team that wants to continue to play. Not the best team, not the team with the most size or the most talent or the best shooter. It's going to be the team that cares enough about one another collectively that they don't want their season to end. They still enjoy coming to practice every day. They still enjoy playing the game with one another. They still enjoy getting better or trying to get better on a daily basis. That's going to be the team that's going to come out of our district. It's just the team that just isn't ready to quite pack it in.
Which way does this team have to take a jump before, let's say, a district time rolls around?
Well, probably two spots. We've really got to get better as a team rebounding the basketball. I mean, I would say 35% of our points are given up right now on offensive rebounds or fouls from offensive rebounds. So that's got to be a source of big improvement. And then secondly is we've still got to kind of find a consistent rotation. We've had kids come off the bench and play well in spurts. I think Alex Pangan even has played really well here the last couple of games, and he's going to get more minutes. We've got to do a better job of resting some of our starters and utilizing our bench play more. But again, that kind of falls back on your bench to really settle in. And it's not always about coming in and giving them a spark. It's about coming in and not killing the momentum that maybe your starters have gotten you up to that point. So we're still kind of searching for a lot of those things right now.
Yeah, Pango came in off of the bench the other night and scored 9 points in the ball game against Creighton. Like I said, he's seen some more playing time down the stretch now.
Well, I think what you're going to find is Pango and Ben Clausen primarily are sophomores basketball-wise. They have not played basketball since their sophomore year. So they're kind of 2 years behind on all the little things, the fundamentals, the defensive positioning, the terminology, and all that kind of stuff. So, you know, they might be 18-year-old kids, but they're still trapped in sophomore basketball bodies, you know, or basketball skill sets right now. So both of them have really made strides here in just the last couple weeks. Primarily Pango, I thought he's done a tremendous job, especially in practice. So, you know, his attitude's great. He's still working hard. He's still enjoying things, and he's really done a nice job. I've been really proud of Alex and the ways he's responded.
Up against Waverly tonight, a team that comes in 9 wins, 8 losses on the season. What do you know about this group?
Well, that's the funny thing about it, and not to say that we didn't scout. We still did our complete process, but, you know, we're still with so many games in such a short period of time. The film that we watched, we now have numbers. We don't even attach names to at this point because with 4 games in 7 days, you know, we're going to call Jones and Adams and Johnson 100 times. So they're a team. They're not huge, but they're long, if that makes sense. They're not, you know, 6'5 or 6'6, but they're 6'2 kids with 6'5 wingspans. They're going to sit back and be very aggressive in a 1-3-1 zone. They run a ton of stuff offensively. They're going to stagger. They're going to ball screen. They're going to cross screen. They're going to down screen. They're going to do a ton of things. So the thing that we've tried to point out to our kids is it's the fundamentals. It's the simple plays that we've been working on since day one. It's going to be help side positioning. It's going to be switching to take things away. It's going to be ball pressure. It's going to be stepping to your blockout. That's right now going to win us more basketball games or have us give us an opportunity to win more basketball games than a true scouting report would be.
Yeah, mentioned the 1-3-1. It's always tough sometimes to crack that nugget. What's your philosophy? How do you do it here offensively?
Got to make shots. You know, I mean, if you make shots, you know, any zone defense, you look like a fool, you know, if you're making baskets. But we got to move the ball safely. The one thing that we have not done a very good job of that we really tried to emphasize here on the last couple of practices is just ball fakes, just trying to get the zone to move a half a step or one step away, give ourselves an opportunity to get the ball out of traps, get the ball out of trouble, give our kids an opportunity to get some looks from the three-point line and inside. But we've got to do a good job of safely moving the basketball.
Okay, Lester.
Thanks, Mike.
Lance Creech, head coach for Hastings College. Stick around. Starting lineups and the play-by-play description. Coming up next, Hastings and Waverly tonight on 1230 KHAS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture, from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball for you tonight here on 1230 KHAS. We're in between games getting set for the boys encounter here tonight between Hastings and the Waverly Vikings. Got some scores to pass along to you. Our scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. We deliver the score. Furniture Direct delivers to your door in free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct south of the Psych on South Burlington and Hastings. You can find them online at FurnitureDirect.com. Again, earlier in the ball game here, it was Waverly beating the Hastings High Tigers by the score of 69-48. So Hastings falls to 9 wins and 10 losses on the season as they get ready for the Aurora Huskies coming up on Saturday. Out at the Patriot Gym, Ravenna has beaten the Adams Central girls tonight by a score of 53-45. Adams Central will play in the sub-district tournament. They'll play Grand Island Central Catholic next Tuesday in the second ball game at 7:30 next week. Going on tonight, just getting started, we've got Hastings St. Cecilia. The girls there, they're playing at home against the Sutton Phillies. That ball game just tipping off at 7:30 tonight at the Chapman Gym. The St. Cecilia boys will play tomorrow night at Grand Island Central Catholic. That'll be a boys-only ball game. 7:30 starting time. We'll be on the air with a pregame show here on KHIS at 7:15 tomorrow. Adams Central boys will be playing Ravenna here, tipping off at 7:45 out at the Patriots Gym. And in college basketball action tonight over at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney, it was Pittsburgh State beating the Nebraska Kearney women by the score of 66-50. The scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. So the team's been in the locker room. Now they're back out on the floor as we get set for boys high school basketball. Still a couple of minutes away from the tip-off of the ball game here tonight. The Hastings High Tigers under head coach Lance Creech in his first year here at Hastings High. The Tigers really have a legitimate chance. We talked about it during the pregame show. Tigers maybe have a legitimate chance of advancing out of their district tournament later on this month. They'll play that baby up in Grand Island. Grand Island Northwest, Holdridge, Lexington, Hastings High all involved. Tigers have competed with all those teams, so Hastings, they can put things together here down the stretch. He'll be looking at a state tournament appearance here. Tigers are currently sitting at 6 wins and 11 losses on the season. Obviously, some things need to come together here. The Tigers need to look for some more offensive point production. They're averaging only 44.8 points per ball game, but they're matched up with a team tonight that's only averaging 43.1 on the offensive end. Two very similar teams. Hastings High giving up a few more points on the defensive end. Hastings giving up 54.1 points per ball game on defense. Waverly giving up only 45 points per ball game. The coach admitted he didn't know a whole lot about the Waverly Vikings. He's seen them a couple of times on film and will have to make some adjustments on the fly here tonight. Dylan Janicek is a leading scorer again. He's averaging 11.7 points per ball game. Nobody on the team really shoots the ball very well. Everybody right around the 40% as far as the regular players are concerned here tonight. So it's Hastings and Waverly. We'll come back. We're going to check the starting lineups of the ball game as we continue with high school basketball in 1230 KHAS.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines and Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High and Waverly tonight in boys high school basketball here on 1230 KHAS, the second game of two here tonight. We'll get to the starting lineups brought to you by Five Points Bank of Hastings. Locally owned, locally managed with friendly service, three convenient locations, and a strong commitment to area youth. Many reasons why Five Points Bank is the better bank. For the Vikings of Waverly, dressed in their not the crimson, but they'll be in white, black, the burgundy uniforms here tonight. Dylan Janicek, 6'2" and a senior. Janicek averaging 11.7 points per ball game. Dane Schlauman is a 5'10" and senior, averaging 1.7 a game. Ross Sheridan is a 6'2" and senior. Sheridan averaging 10 points per ball game. Ryan Cyril is a 6-foot junior. Cyril is averaging 5.5 a game. And then Ben Warner, 5'10" and a sophomore, averaging 10 points per ball game. Hastings High will go with Vinny Schmidt, a 5'7" freshman, averaging 8 points per ball game. Morgan Karloff, 6'2" and a sophomore. Karloff averaging 10 points per ball game. Sam Reimer, 5'10" and a sophomore. Reimer averaging 2.9 points per ball game. Tanner Johnson is a 6'3" and senior. Tanner averaging 8.3 points per ball game. And then Addison Bilal, a 6'5" junior, averaging 4.4 points per ball game. Starting lineups are brought to you by Five Points Bank, now with three locations in Hastings, 2815 Osborne Drive West, 320 South Burlington, 322 North St. Joe,
Hastings 5 points bank, the better bank. Member FDIC. Ball is in the air. Waverly controls the opening tap. The Vikings will shoot to our basket to our right here tonight. Hastings High dressed in their homestanding white uniforms with their orange trim. Here comes Waverly attacking the basket, going right to the hole, and his shot is up and in. Ryan Searle taking it right to the hole and scores down the right side of the lane, and it's 2-0. Waverly has got the lead just 20 seconds into the ball game here tonight. Now Waverly going to attack here in backcourt. Hastings High breaks it easily. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Waverly's going to start off with a 1-3-1 zone defense. Schmidt's pass is deflected out of bounds. Schmidt goes tumbling out of bounds here on the near sideline. Hastings High will play things in. So a 1-3-1 zone defense here for Waverly. Hastings High will have to knock down some shots to be successful in this basketball game here tonight against this zone defense. There could cause a whole lot of problems here. Down in the corner is going to be Vinny Schmidt. He's going to be fouling the play. They have the double team down in the corner. Schwamman picks up the personal foul for Waverly. That's going to be his first team foul on the Vikings here in this first quarter of play. Hastings High will play things in. Vinny Schmidt on the far sideline. He's double teamed. Schmidt drives. He's going to have the ball knocked loose. It's picked up by Waverly. Long pass down the floor. It's chased down here by Reimer. So two teams trade turnovers. Reimer gets the ball into the hands now of Tanner Johnson. Here come the Tigers back in their offensive zone. That's going to be Morgan Karloff dribbling with the ball to the baseline. His shot is up there. It's no good. And the ball ripped out of there by Waverly. As they come back the other way, here's Searle driving for the basket. Nice pass, but it's off of the fingertips there of Sheridan. The ball is going to be picked up here by Vinny Schmidt of Hastings. Two turnovers on Waverly here in the ball game. 2-0 is the score. The Vikings have the lead. Deep in the corner, it's going to be Hastings High with the ball. That's going to be Morgan Karloff. Comes out in 3-point territory. Now down to the corner, that's going to be Schmidt with the ball for three. Shot no good. Rebound. Bielau shot good. Addison Bielau grabs the offensive board and a putback, and the Tigers are on the scoreboard. They're tied up 2 points apiece with 6 minutes and 33 seconds to play. Here in the first quarter from the Tiger gym. That's going to be Janicek with the ball. Janicek goes over between the rings now. Dribbling with the ball there is going to be Schlauman. Schlauman moves it over on the wing. Now bounce pass goes inside. There's a shot by Sheridan. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings High. Karloff on the rebound, runs her back the other way. Karloff gets the ball to Johnson, takes it down on the baseline, kicks her back out. Vinny Schmidt now for three, shot up there, good. Vinny Schmidt knocking down 57% of his three-point tries this year. And the Tigers have come back with 5 straight points. Hastings with the lead, 5-2 now. Here's Janicek with the ball on the wing. Janicek sends it down in the corner to Searle. Hastings High is in a man-to-man defense. Searle trying to drive the baseline, contact made, foul called. Personal foul will go here on Hastings. It's going to go on Tanner Johnson. Johnson picks up his first team foul, number one of the Tigers. It's going to be Waverly playing things in. Baseline left side underneath their own basket. Dane Schwamman will inbound the ball with his black headband just to the left of the basket down here in the baseline as he gets things into Ben Warmer. Warner dribbles to the elbow, gets it out here to Searle. There's a bounce pass left side of the lane as they work against this Tiger man-to-man. There's a shot in the lane. It's up there and in. That's going to be Ross Sheridan scoring there. A little hook shot in the lane. Moving left to right across the lane there. That's his first field goal of the ball game. He's got 2 points, and it's 5-4. Hastings with a 1-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Here's Vinny Schmidt. Bounce pass goes to the far side. Sam Reimer has got it. Skip pass down in the corner. Karloff tries to drive the baseline. Contact made. Foul called. Dane Schlauman picking up the personal foul. That's going to be his second foul and a second team foul on Waverly. It's going to be Hastings High playing it in, baseline right side underneath their own basket. So Dane Schlauman, one of the starters for Waverly, has already got two fouls. Zach Peterson comes into the ball game now. He's averaging 1.1 rebound per game. So Zach Peterson is in the first 2.5 minutes of this contest. Here's Hastings with the ball. Morgan Karloff has got it. Karloff out here in 3-point territory. Bounce pass goes inside to Bielau. Bielau has it knocked loose and can be picked up here by Waverly. Second turnover on the Tigers. Driving, shooting, and scoring at the other end. His shot is up and in. That's going to be Dylan Janicek scoring there. Janicek is averaging 11.7 points per ball game. He gets his first field goal here. Waverly is back out on top of the Tigers by the score of 6-5. They extend out that 1-3-1 zone defense. Hastings on the attack. Karloff has got it on the wing. He tries to split a couple of defenders, and the ball is taken out of there by Janicek, running back the other way. There's a 2-on-1. His shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. So they forced a turnover, but they can't get the field goal on the other end, the offensive end. Vinny Schmidt has now got it for the Tigers. Schmidt goes over on the far side. That's going to be Sam Reimer with the ball down in the corner. Hastings High attacking here. That's going to be Tanner Johnson. Tanner Johnson brings it back out to Reimer, down to the baseline. There's a shot by Johnson from 15 feet away. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Waverly. The Vikings runner back the other way. They've got a one-point lead over Hastings. 6-5 is the score. Driving the baseline. Bounce pass goes inside. Contact made. Shot up there, no good. Foul shot is up there. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. So Ross Sheridan missing a couple of shots there for Waverly. Hastings High has got the ball back the other way. Here's Vinny Schmidt now. Schmidt gets away from the trap. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. Tanner Johnson has got it. Tanner gets away with a double dribble. Now the officials say, nope. Double dribble violation called on Tanner Johnson. St. Cecilia is leading Sutton after one quarter. It's the Hawkins 10 and the Sutton Phillies 8. One quarter of the books over at the Chapman Gymnasium. 6-5 is the score. Hastings College, rather Hastings High, is trailing here in the ballgame to the Waverly Vikings. I see glance down here in the sidelines. I got to remember where I'm at. There's Waverly to turn the ball over. Ben Warner couldn't control it here on the near sideline as the Vikings turn the ball over for the third time here tonight. 6-5 the score. Here's Ryan Curtin in the ball game now for Hastings. He'll bring the ball up. Comes over on the far side. That's going to be Reimer. Skip passes over the head of Tanner Johnson out of bounds. Trying to take it down on the left baseline there to Tanner. And that Jolly Green Giant couldn't have grabbed that one. That's five turnovers on the Hastings High Tigers already in the first quarter of play here. Down to 3 minutes and 36 seconds to play in the first quarter. 6-5 the score. Waverly has got a one-point lead. And the Vikings come back with the basketball. There's Janicek with the ball around his screen. Now they dump the ball away. It's going to be deflected away from Sheridan, but the ball is picked up out here in three-point territory by Ben Warner. Ben Warner is going to drive the ball to the elbow down the right side of the lane. He goes. His off-balance shot is going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Alex Pangadeban with a rebound. Gets it away to Reimer. Hustles into the forward court now with the basketball over there for the Tigers. It's going to be Ryan Kern. Kern bounce pass to Reimer. Down in the corner, that's Tanner Johnson. Entry pass to Pango. Kicks it back out. Here's a three-pointer put up from the right side. Good. Ryan Kern knocks down a tray from the wing on the left side. 8-6 is the score now. Hastings High onto a two-point lead, 2:50 to play. Here in quarter number one from the Tiger Gym tonight. Waverly has got the ball. Bounce pass goes down in the corner. That's a Cyril with the ball. Now to Sheridan. Brings it out in their three-point territory. Janicek has got it. Hastings High matched up man on man. Now we got a foul called here. A whistle and a foul is going to be called on Hastings as the Vikings were driving the ball to the hole. That was a Janicek. A foul is going to be called here on Ben Clausen of Hastings. That's going to be his first. So Clausen picks up the personal foul into the ballgame. Now is going to be Brent Roberts. Roberts comes in here for the Vikings. That's going to be Waverly playing it in. Baseline right side underneath their own basket with 2 minutes and 34 seconds to play in the opening quarter. Waverly has got the ball wheeling in the way. And a shot by Cyril is up there and in. Or rather, Ross Sheridan scoring there. Ross Sheridan scoring. That's going to be his second field goal of the ball game. He's got 4 points. And now we're tied up at 8 points apiece here in Tiger basketball. They're driving the baseline here is going to be Kern. Moves it down in the corner. There's a shot by Pango that's up there. It's going to be off of the mark. No good. The ball tapped out. Hastings High tries to save it. They can't do it. Waverly grabs it instead. Here come the Vikings back the other way. With the basketball is going to be Roberts. Roberts gets it down to a Ben Warner. Warner out to a Sheridan out here in 3 points territory. Gives it off on the left side. Back to Sheridan and a shot is up and in. Ross Sheridan moves to the basket and scores. He's got 6 points in the ballgame. It's now a 10-8 contest. As the Vikings have got the lead. Here's Hastings with the ball. Here's Sam Reimer. Reimer goes over to a Ryan Kern. Moves it down in the corner on the right side. That's going to be Ben Clausen with the ball. Now to Kern. Dribbles to the top of the key. Bounce pass comes across the top to Sam Reimer. Skip pass goes over to Clausen. Long range jumper. Good. Ben Clausen nails a three ball. Hastings High back out on top by a score of 11-10. 90 seconds to play here in quarter number one. Driving to the basket. There's a shot up there. It's going to be no good. They save it. That's a Trevor Ullman saving the ball. And now it's going to be thrown into the backcourt. This is going to be a over and back violation as it goes out of bounds on the far sideline. Addison Belisle comes back into the ball game for Hastings High. Looks like Tanner Johnson's going to come to the bench. Also, Sam Reimer going to check out. Vinny Schmidt back into the ballgame. 11-10 is the score. Hastings High with a one-point lead. 1 minute, 12 seconds to play. Tigers looking to break a three-game losing streak here tonight. Playing their second game in just a couple of days. Hastings on a four-game stretch here. 4 games in 7 days. Now Hastings throws the ball out of bounds. Ryan Kern throws a wide of the target. 6 turnovers on Hastings here in the first quarter alone. Tigers have been averaging 16 in the season. 60 seconds to play here in the first quarter. 11-10 is the score. For the basketball, is going to be Caden Schopp, who's into the ball game now for Waverly. Now to Janicek. Janicek here at the top of the key. Throws up a three-pointer. Shot right down through the hole. Dylan Janicek scoring there. He's now got 5 points in the ball game. He hits 28% of his three-pointers on the season as he nails his first shot here. It's now a 13-11 ball game. The Vikings have the lead. Here's Hastings High. Ryan Kern has got the ball. Comes out to Vinny Schmidt. His pass is deflected out of bounds. So Waverly playing that 1-3-1 zone defense, extending it well beyond the three-point circle. There's Jaron Bricker coming to the ball game now as a Waverly. Already played about 10 kids here in the first quarter. Down to the scorers table, checking in for Hastings High. There's going to be Tanner Johnson. Bilal comes back out. 26.8 seconds to play in the first quarter. 13-11. Waverly's got the lead, but Hastings High with the ball. Ryan Kern out here in three-point territory. Gets it back at the Vinny Schmidt near the 10-second line. Ryan Kern here on the near side. Hastings High maybe playing for the final shot here this first quarter. Trailing by 2 points, 13-11. Now the ball is going to be knocked loose from Vinny Schmidt. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings' ball. That's touched by the Vikings over there at the 10-second line. Ben Warner giving a chase there for Waverly. That's going to be Hastings High playing things in. Here's Vinny Schmidt. Gets it over here to Ryan Kern, high left side. Ryan Kern dribbling with the ball, moves it to the right wing, flips the ball out here in three-point territory. That's Claussen. His pass is going to be deflected. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be Waverly ball, but that's going to be the end of the first quarter of play. The horn doesn't sound, but we're at the zero up on the clock. So the first quarter comes to a screeching halt here at the Tiger Gym. The score after one, it's Waverly 13, Hastings High 11. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHS.
Mobile Capture, the new, easy, completely secure way to deposit a check at Five Points Bank, the better bank.
I don't have to come to the bank to make a deposit. I have Five Points Bank Mobile Capture on my smartphone. I just take a picture of the front and back of the check, and it's in my account.
To get Mobile Capture, log into your Five Points Bank account. Then select Mobile Capture Enrollment or call customer service to get enrolled. Mobile Capture from the banking technology leader, Five Points Bank.
Going to Bowen is out for three, good.
Few things heat up a cold night like high school basketball.
Gives it off in the paint, little jump stop. They let Dalton Bender go with that one. He'll lay it up and in.
If you can't be there in person, be there on the radio with Platte River Radio or PlatteRiverPreps.com on the web. Better yet, tell the story of your business to a loyal fan base.
Jackson will fire a three and he hits the three.
To advertise on Platte River Radio Sports, call us at 800-237-5577.
Asher dishes down to the left baseline. A shot by Poppy is up and in.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS. Also online at www.hastingslink.com. Waverly with a lead over the Hastings High Tigers. The score is 13-11. As we start this second quarter, Tigers will have the opening possession of the second quarter. Here's a Sam Reimer with the ball. Sends it down in the corner. There's a shot by Karloff that's up there from 17. No good. Rebound comes down here to Waverly. Ryan Cyril with the rebound for the Vikings as they run her back the other way. Waverly has got a two-point lead, 13-11 over Hastings. The Tigers will stay with their man-to-man defense. Cyril drilling the ball just across the 10-second line. This is going to be Ross Sheridan with the ball now. Sheridan moves it over on the wing to a Ben Warner. Warner holds the ball against the Morgan Karloff. Entry pass. We got contact made and a foul called. Getting the ball back inside the paint there to Ross Sheridan. He's fouling the play here by Hastings High. Personal is going to be whistled on Tanner Johnson. That's going to be his second. Team foul number three on Hastings. Waverly plays things in. Here's Janicek with the ball. Janicek, top of the key. Now to Ben Warner. Back inside. The shot is up there. No good by Ross Sheridan. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Sheridan misses an easy one. Tigers coming back the other way. Morgan Karloff has got the ball. Karloff out here to Sam Reimer. He holds it high right side. Jump pass goes over to Karloff. Karloff 25 feet away from the basket. Dribbles to the free throw line. Kicks it out here to Reimer for three. Shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebounded there by Tanner Johnson on the weak side. Johnson back out to Karloff. Dribble penetration down the lane. Dishes off to Bilal. He's hammered on the play. Addison Bilal will go to the free throw line as he was fouled in the act of shooting here. Bilal has got 2 points so far in the ball game on a field goal. 6:55 to play here in quarter number two. 13-11. Waverly has got the lead. The foul's going to go on Ryan Cyril. That's going to be his first foul. Team foul number three on the Vikings. Shot from the free throw line is going to be up there and in by Addison Bilal. He's a 56% foul shooter in the season. He's now 23 out of 40 from the free throw line. Vinny Schmidt comes back in. Tanner Johnson checks out. Hastings is a team of 70% free throw shooting team. Addison Belau's next free throw is up there and in, so he hits a pair. And Hastings High has come back to tie the score. It's now 13-13, Hastings and Waverly here tonight in boys high school basketball action. Here's Janicek with the ball. Janicek comes between the circles as the Tigers stay with a man-to-man. Here's Ben Warner. Now we got an offensive foul called away from all the action. Personal foul is going to be called on Dylan Janicek as he was setting an illegal screen over here. The first foul on Dylan Janicek. That's going to be his first, team foul number four on the Waverly Tigers or Waverly Vikings. The Tigers come back with the ball. Here comes Hastings High. Ryan Kern has got it. Moves it out on the baseline to Vinny Schmidt. Just a freshman as he handles the ball down on the baseline. He drives. There's a pass across the lane to Karloff. Double team. Karloff has the ball swatted loose and is picked up here by Schlauman. Is back into the ball game. Here comes the Waverly Vikings back the other way. Janicek has got it on the wing on the right side. Tigers matched up man on man. They get it out to Ross Sheridan. Out here in three-point territory. That's Zach Peterson with the ball now. Zach Peterson dribbles with it. Comes over here to Dylan Janicek. Approaching the six-minute mark here in quarter number two. We're tied up at 13 points apiece. Waverly very deliberate here offensively. Again, averaging only 43.1 points per ball game. And dribbling down the lane as Janicek has shot us up there and in. Janicek now with 7 points in the ball game for Waverly. 15-13. Hastings High now trailing by 2 points here in the ball game. Tigers have the ball. Here's a two-handed pass to the near side. It's going to come to Sam Reimer. Back across the top of the key. Ryan Kern down on the baseline. Karloff shot no good. Rebound Belau has it knocked out of his hands. The scramble is on. It's loose on the floor and is picked up here by the Vikings of Waverly. As they run her back the other way. 5.5 minutes to play, and now Waverly wants to call a timeout. It's not been pretty here in the first quarter in a couple of minutes. Pretty sloppy basketball game, but it's close at least. 15-13 is the score. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll be back right after this.
Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct.
Waiting for the next furniture sales event? Why wait when you can shop Furniture Direct in Hastings? Furniture Direct has everyday low prices on top name brands like Ashley, Simmons, Beautyrest, and Catnapper. Plus, get more than what you expect with express delivery, no interest financing, and friendly hometown service. Why wait when you can shop everyday low prices at locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington in Hastings?
1230 KHAS.
High 5:28 to play here in the first half. Hastings High trailing Waverly tonight in boys high school basketball. The score is 15-13. Waverly has got it here in their offensive zone. Bounce pass comes out here to a Ben Warner as he's matched up with Vinny Schmidt over here on the wing. Ben Warner trying to penetrate. Can't do it. Good defense there by Schmidt. Sends it out between the circles again. This is going to be Ross Sheridan with the ball. Sheridan moves over to Schlauman. Schlauman across the top now. Ben Warmer, dribble penetration. Bounce pass down on the left baseline. A short jumper is up there, no good. Offensive rebound to Ben Warner. Keeps the ball alive on an offensive board. Warner takes off, drives it for the basket. His shot is up and in. Warner scores there for Waverly. That's his first field goal. And now it's 17-13. The Vikings out on top of Hastings High here tonight. Bounce pass to the far sideline. Morgan Karloff has got it. Tries to dribble between two defenders, and the ball is knocked loose. That's seven turnovers on the Hastings High Tigers. Here comes the Vikings back the other way. This is Ben Warner with the ball. He dribbles to the basket, and a foul is going to be called on Schmidt. Vinny Schmidt picks up his first personal foul. That's going to be team foul number four on Hastings High. So the team foul's now even up at four apiece. 4.5 to play here in the second quarter. 17-13. Waverly is out on top of Hastings High here tonight. Vikings will play things in to the near sideline. This is a Janicek with the ball. Back out on top, moving to the elbow. A shot by Warner is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound comes down to Sam Reimer of Hastings High. Reimer gets the ball to the far sideline to Ryan Kern. Kern dribbles to the top of the three-point arc. Sends it over here to Sam Reimer. Down on the baseline, Vinny Schmidt for three. Shot good. Vinny Schmidt nails his second three-pointer of the ball game. He's got 6 points. 17-16. Tigers back to within 1 point. Hastings High in a man-to-man defense. Here's a Waverly with a basketball, dribbling it toward the goal. A feed over here on the right side is going to be deflected. It's picked up by Zach Peterson, who's into the ball game now. Peterson on the baseline, bounce pass in the lane is going to be intercepted. The fourth turnover in the ball game by Waverly. Vinny Schmidt comes back the other way. Here's Ryan Kern. Long-range jumper is going to be no good. Tigers have the numbers, and Ryan Kern takes the long jumper. And just inside the ring, 17-16. Hastings down by a point, 3 minutes and 39 seconds to play. And now we got a foul. Away from all the action underneath the basket here. It's going to go on the Tigers. A pushing foul underneath is going to go on Vinny Schmidt.
Schmidt picks up his, or rather Panganiban. Alex Panganiban picks up the foul. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 5 on Hastings High. That's going to be Waverly inbounding the ball. Baseline right side underneath thrown basket. Vikings will send a couple of guys across the free throw line as they get ready to play things in. They do on a baseline. Janicek, a shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Ball picked up here by Hastings High. So the Tigers come back with the basketball. That's Panganiban with a rebound. Hands it away here now to Vinny Schmidt. Schmidt's pass is going to be kicked here by the Vikings. We have a violation, and Hastings High will play things in here on the near sideline. 3:25 to play here in quarter number 2. Hastings High trailing Waverly tonight by a score of 17-16. Tigers looking to break a 3-game losing streak here tonight. Vinny Schmidt trying to attack this 1-3-1, sends it down in the corner. There's a bounce pass to Bilal. He's pushed from behind. No foul called. Now a pass out on top is going to be intercepted. Intercepted, driving for the goal. Shooting and scoring is going to be Janicek. Janicek scores. He's now got 9 points in the ball game. The Tigers turn the ball away for the 8th time here in the contest. And Lance wants to call a timeout. Timeout, Hastings High. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, remember you can call Crozier Park Pharmacy at 402-462-4605. Back with more after this.
Is your once-upon-a-time dream home now becoming an aging nightmare? Turn your nightmare back to the home of your dreams with the help of Bill Hamburger Remodeling. From remodeling a kitchen or bath, replacing old windows, roof, and siding, or to building a new deck or garage, Bill Hamburger Remodeling has the team and the experience to get the job done right the first time. Get started today by stopping into the showroom at 622 East 2nd Street in Hastings for your free quote. Bill Hamburger Remodeling, making your dreams a reality.
1230 KHAS.
All right, the Tigers having a tough time attacking the zone defense here tonight. 19-16 is the score. They're hanging with Waverly, but it's not really been an offensive show here tonight by either team. Hastings High coming back with their offensive zone. They've got it. That's Ryan Kern, sends it down in the corner to Schmidt. Now to Kern, back to Vinny, down in the corner. Vinny puts it on the floor. Cross-court pass comes over here to Sam Reimer. Jump pass back down in the corner. Vinny Schmidt, now to Kern on the wing. Kern sends it back here. That's Sam Reimer with the ball. Jump pass again, goes over to Schmidt for 3. Shot good. There's a little triangle between those 3 guys, and Vinny Schmidt finally finds a seam and throws up a 3 ball from the deep right corner to tie up the ball game. It's now 19-19 with 2 minutes and 25 seconds to play. This is going to be Ryan Searle with the ball now for Waverly. Moves it over on the wing. And they work it back inside, backing up and going for the basket. The shot's going to be up there. It's going to be no good. The shot taken by Sheridan. Rebound to Hastings. Back the other way. Panganiban has got it down in the corner. Pango's got the ball, and now he is hit from behind, and a foul is going to be called. A foul is going to be called here on Waverly. That's going to be team foul number 5 on the Vikings here in this second quarter of play. As they whistle this one on Caden Schopp, that's going to be his first. So team foul number 5 of the Vikings here in this first half. Hastings High will play things in. They get it to Addison Bilal. Return to pass back to the far sideline to Ryan Kern. Cross-court pass comes over here to Ben Clausen, who's into the ball game now, to Vinny Schmidt. Schmidt holding the ball in 3-point territory. Vinny goes over to Ryan Kern on the far sideline, down in the corner to Panganiban. He had 9 points the other night against Crete. There's a pass that's going to be kicked out of bounds, and it's going to be Hastings High ball. Panganiban has come on the past couple of weeks and has played pretty well for the Hastings High Tigers. Him and Vinny Schmidt had 9 points apiece in the loss to Crete on Tuesday. We're tied up at 19 points apiece here. Hastings High with the ball. Vinny Schmidt down in the corner brings it back here on the wing. That's going to be Ben Clausen with the ball. Dribbles left. Now fires up a shot from 10. It's going to be no good. Offensive rebound by Kern. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Rebound beat loud. He's fouling the play. Good job by the Tigers there getting to the offensive glass. And finally, they draw the personal foul from Addison Bilal. He's going to go to the free throw line. Personal foul whistled there. It's going to go on Brent Roberts of Waverly. That's going to be his first. Team foul number 6 on the Vikings. Bilal to the free throw line. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. Bilal now 3 out of 3 from the free throw line tonight. He's got 5 points in the ball game. Bilal a 56% foul shooter in the season. Tigers have the lead. Hastings 20. Waverly 19. Next shot is up there. It's good. Hastings High has now got the lead here in the second quarter. It's 21-19. Here comes Waverly back with the ball. Tigers will stay with a man-to-man defense. They work it back around to Janicek here on the right wing. Bounce pass back into the lane. It's going to be intercepted. It was tipped away and then intercepted. That's the 5th turnover on Waverly here in the ballgame.
Hastings High has a chance to extend their lead. Panganiban back out of the wing. Shot is up there by Klassen from three. No good. Rebound Bilal. Foul shot up there and in. Addison Bilal with a couple of offensive boards here in the last two possessions. Bilal's now got 8 points in the ballgame. Hastings High has got a four-point lead, 23-19, under a minute to play. Driving down the lane and running one-hander is up there and in. Finding his seam and taking it right to the hole is Dylan Janicek. He's now got 11 points in the ballgame. He's got 11 out of the 21 that Waverly has scored so far here in the first half of play. Hastings High, there's a shot by Kern just inside the three-point circle. It's going to be no good. Waverly grabs the rebound. Vikings down the left sideline as they bring it back into their offensive zone. The ball's going to be poked away here from Warner. It goes out of bounds, and it's going to be, looks like, Waverly basketball. It was Ben Klassen, the last to touch it there for Hastings. 32.3 seconds to play. It'll be Waverly playing the ball in. Now coming into the ball game for Waverly is going to be Zach Peterson. Peterson comes into the contest now. Going to the bench is going to be Ben Roberts. Here's Janicek with the ball out here in three-point territory. Dylan holds it. There's an entry pass. They get it to the free throw line. A jump pass comes to the near sideline. Ben Warner has got the ball. Warner holds it. Now drives it. Stops right at the side of the lane here. They get it back out into three-point territory to Sheridan. There's Ben Warner again looking to drive it to the free throw line. Now backs it back out. 12 seconds. 12 seconds to play here in the second quarter. 23-21. Hastings with a two-point lead. Waverly's got the ball. Janicek has got it. Janicek getting away from Panganiban. It's off from the elbows. Up there, no good. Rebound Hastings. Bilal has got it, and that's the end of the first half of play. So Hastings High has got the lead here. Over at Waverly, Boys High School basketball action. We have played two quarters. The score, it's Hastings High 23, Waverly 21. You're listening to high school basketball tonight on 1230 KHAS.
When it hurts, come to Burt's. Burt's Drug Stores in Hastings has the best prescription and over-the-counter service and free delivery 6 days a week. You get old-fashioned know-you-by-your first-name personal service at Burt's Drug Store downtown Hastings and Burt's Pharmacy, 14th and Bellevue.
Keep your vehicle in top running condition. Rely on the trained professional mechanics at Halloran Automotive. They'll have your car, truck, or van ready for changing driving conditions. Safe driving starts with a stop at Halloran Automotive, 2001 West 2nd Street in Hastings.
Jackson's Car Corner has built a reputation for high-quality hand-picked vehicles. Good, clean, low-mileage cars, vans, and pickups. Stop by today and see them at Jackson's Car Corner, 3rd and Colorado in downtown Hastings, where our customers send their friends.
The team at Klein Insurance has a winning record of service offering home, auto, business, farm, and crop insurance. If you want to score big with service and great rates, stop by 710 South Burlington or call 463-1256 and let the Klein Insurance team win you over.
Do you have an aching back, a bum shoulder, or a trick knee? Does the thought of vacuuming, climbing up bleachers, or reaching for the top shelf make you cringe? Does pain keep you awake at night or prevent you from enjoying life? If so, you may need to see the orthopedic specialist at Physical Therapy and Sports Rehab of Hastings. The kind, caring, experienced staff of PTSR can help speed up your recovery. Whether you were injured on the job, at home, or play, PTSR is the place to be. Call 402-462-8824 or visit the website at www.ptsrhastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Hastings High has got the lead here tonight over the Waverly Vikings at the halftime break. 23-21 is the score. Waverly had the lead at the end of the first quarter by the score of 13-11. Neither team able to break away here in this one tonight. Each team has had the lead. Each team has trailed here in the ballgame. Several ties. Biggest lead we've had here has been 4 points. Hastings High had a 23-19 lead just before halftime. And the biggest lead for Waverly in the ballgame so far has been 4 points at 17-13. Other than that, we've been tied or within 4 points all the way. And right now, Hastings High holding on to a 23-21 advantage here over Waverly as we wait for the halftime statistics to come in here. Got some other scores we'll pass along to you. We'll get you a scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. Furniture Direct, we deliver the score, and Furniture Direct delivers to your door. Get free local delivery, setup, and removal on any Beautyrest mattress purchase. Get more than you expect when you shop Furniture Direct just south of the Sonic Drive-In on South Burlington and Hastings. You can find them online at FurnitureDirect.com. First ball game here tonight at the Tiger Gym was won by Waverly in girls high school basketball, 69-48. The Tigers got outscored in the middle two quarters, 41-16, including 25-10 in the second quarter. Waverly had a 38-25 lead after three They led 54-31 after three. They go on to beat Hastings High tonight by a score of 69-48. So again, the Tigers drop one game below 500. They're now 9-10 on the season as they get ready for the Aurora Huskies coming up on Saturday. Hastings in the ball game tonight got 18 points in the ball game from Libby Knappel. They had 14 from Sophia Pankratz and 14 points from Bailey Petzl, but not enough to hold off the Waverly Vikings here tonight. They got 26 points from Nebraska volleyball recruit Olivia Bonder. She scores 19 in the first half, 7 more in the second half. She finishes with 26. And Waverly beats Hastings High tonight in girls high school basketball by a score of 69-48. Out at the Patriot Gym tonight, it was Ravenna beating the Adams Central girls by a score of 53-45. Some partial scores in. We have got the Adams Central boys right now playing Ravenna. And they are now at the end of quarter number one. It is Adams Central leading Ravenna by a score of 19-18. Also a partial score in at halftime now. Hastings St. Cecilia is leading Sutton in girls high school basketball. The score is 22-10. That game is at halftime down at the Chapman Gym. And over at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney tonight, in women's college basketball, Pittsburgh State knocked off Nebraska Kearney by the score of 66-50. That in the first ball game at the Health and Sports Center in Kearney. We're at halftime here of boys high school basketball. Hastings High has got the lead over the Waverly Vikings by the score of 23-21. This scoreboard update is brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington and Hastings, just south of the Sonic Drive-In. Again, you can catch them online at FurnitureDirect.com. Halftime tonight, we'll come back and check the scoring. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services. We take care of our neighbors.
This is Scott DeWitt asking you to consider us for cremation services. With the simplicity and dignity cremation offers, we can provide a variety of options. If you've already made the choice, start here for a free consultation and information on cremation.
At DeWitt Funeral Home and Cremation Services, we take care of our neighbors. Serving Hastings and surrounding communities, call 402-462-4444. Online at DeWittFuneral.com.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect with brand names like Simmons Beauty Rest, Catnapper, and Ashley. Express delivery and a 30-day comfort trial on any new mattress set. Get more than you expect at your locally owned Furniture Direct behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings and FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
All right, Hastings High with the lead here over the Waverly Vikings. We'll check the scoring at halftime. Dylan Janicek has done most of the damage for Waverly so far. He's got 11 out of the 21 points that they have put up. Janicek has got 1 3-pointer in the ball game. He's got 4 2-point field goals, and he's got 11 points here at the break. In fact, Waverly has not shot a free throw so far in the first two quarters of play. Dylan Janicek with 11 points. The pace of the Vikings thus far. Ross Sheridan, he has got 3 field goals and 6 points here at the break. It's Ryan Searle scoring 2 points on a field goal. And Ben Warner has got a field goal and 2 points. I've got Waverly with 5 turnovers so far in the basketball game. Hastings High, they are 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. They've got 8 turnovers in the first two quarters. They're being led by Vinny Schmidt. He has got 9 points in the ball game. Vinny's got 3 3-point field goals thus far. Scoring 8 points in the first half was Addison Bilow. He's got a couple of field goals, and he is 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ryan Kern has knocked down a tray for 3. Ben Clausen has got a 3-pointer and 3 points. That is it for the Tigers. Here at halftime, it is 23-21. The Tigers with the lead over Waverly in boys high school basketball action here tonight. Again, the girls' sub-district basketball tournament pairings came out today from the Nebraska Schools Activities Association. Girls' sub-district play in classes C1, C2, D1, and D2 will start next Tuesday around the state. And some of those sub-district pairings at Grand Island Northwest next week in C1-9. Adams Central will be taking on Grand Island Central Catholic. That will be a 7:30 ball game tomorrow, Tuesday night, up in Grand Island. The first game will pit Central City up against either St. Paul or Wood River. St. Paul and Wood River will play on Monday with the right to face the top-seeded Bison of Central City. C-110 at Kearney High School It'll be Broken Bow and Minden, Broken Bow and Gibbon playing on Monday. The winner will get top-seeded Minden on Tuesday at 6. The other game will have Centura playing Kearney Catholic. C27 at Fillmore Central. Superior will play Third Central on Tuesday at 6. Sandy Creek will take on Sutton on Tuesday at 7:45. C28 in girls basketball in Minden next week. It'll be Donovan Trumbull playing Franklin on Monday. The winner gets top-seeded Hastings St. Cecilia on Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Southern Valley will play Blue Hill in the second ball game at 7:30. D16 at Hastings St. Cecilia next week on Tuesday. Red Cloud against Harvard at 6 o'clock, followed by Shelton against Heartland Lutheran at 7:30. D19 at Kearney Catholic on Monday. It'll be Axtell playing Amherst. The winner will get top-seeded Overton on Tuesday at 6. Elm Creek will play Wilcox-Hildreth in the second ball game at 7:45. D28 out of Lexington. Monday, it'll be Loomis playing Elwood. The winner gets top-seeded Bertrand on Tuesday at 5 o'clock, followed by Sumner Eddyville Miller against Eustace Farnham at 6:30. Finally, D27 at Adams Central next week on Monday. Kennesaw will play Pleasanton. The winner gets top-seeded Giltner on Tuesday at 6. Lawrence Nelson will play Silver Lake in the second game at 7:45. 23-21 here. Hastings High with the lead over Waverly. We'll come back for the third quarter. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
When you need body work, call Sealy Body Shop in Hastings. Sealy's now uses the new environmentally friendly products from PPG. Sealy's offers complete collision repair and restoration. Sealy's Body Shop, the name you trust at 201 East South Street in Hastings.
Say it with flowers from Bob's Ass Flowers. Bob's Ass Flowers has beautiful, fresh flowers, single blooms, vibrant bouquets, green plants, and many more unique gifts for your home and business decor. Weddings and special occasions, too. Bob's Ass Flowers, 2618 West 2nd, Hastings, open Monday through Saturday.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Power Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings, or online at huskerpowerproducts.com.
1230 KHAS.
As we come back, Hastings High with three shots at the bucket. They couldn't convert. Waverly comes back the other direction. They get a break, and a personal foul is called at the other end. So the Tigers had a golden opportunity on their opening possession in the second half to extend their lead. Now they commit a personal foul on the other end from Addison Bilal. It's going to be Waverly now going to the free throw line. This is their first free throws of the night. They did not get to the line in the first two quarters here. It's going to be Ryan Searle going to the line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. It's now a 23-22 ball game. As Searle gets the free throw to go down, he'll have one more here as he was mauled in the act of shooting by the Tiger defense. Next shot is up there. It's going to be missed, no good. And the rebound comes down to Hastings High. Bilal's got the rebound here in backcourt. Now he's trapped. He's got to dribble out of there. Bilal's pass is going to be chipped. It's nearly intercepted. It goes out of bounds. Nope, it's saved here by Janicek. But right into the hands of Bilal of Hastings High. So the Tigers nearly turned the ball away here. 23-22, Hastings with a one-point lead. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Vinny works out on top now against Schlauman. There's a feed over to the wing on the left side to Johnson. Now to Bilal, top of the key. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Schmidt. Now over here to Sam Reimer. Reimer free throw line extended right side. Entry pass down to right side of the lane. Karloff is shot off at the baseline. No good, but he was hacked in the arm. Personal foul here is going to be called on Dane Schlauman, I think. That would be his third personal foul. Going to the free throw line here. Hastings High is going to be Karloff. They're going to rule this one instead of Ross Sheridan. Sheridan picks up his first. That's good news from Schlauman. Karloff to the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Morgan Karloff, that is his first point of the night. Karloff's been averaging 10.1 in the season. He's an 82% foul shooter in the season. 24-22. Hastings with a two-point lead. Next shot is up there. It's good. Morgan Karloff buries another free throw. Hastings High 6 out of 6 from the free throw line tonight. Tigers hitting 70% on the season, but they're perfect tonight. Hastings has got a three-point lead now, 25-22 the score. Waverly shooting to our basket to our left here in the second half. That's going to be Warner with the ball. Warner comes out to Schlauman. Schlauman over here on the wing on the right side. Jump pass goes down in the corner. That's going to be Ben Warner again. Entry pass inside to Sheridan. His shot is up and in. Ross Sheridan, he's been averaging 10 points per ball game. He's got 8 so far against the Tigers here early in the third quarter. 25-24, Hastings with a one-point lead. Tigers have the ball. Here's Vinny Schmidt just across the 10-second line as he directs a little traffic over here. Comes to Karloff in front of the Tiger bench. Karloff out between the circles. That's going to be Bilal with the ball. Now to Vinny Schmidt, to Bilal out here in three-point territory. Brings it back to Schmidt. Free throw line extended left side. Vinny takes it down on the baseline. Running one-hander is up there. It's going to be no good. Battle for the rebound. Sheridan grabs the ball now for Waverly as they come back the other direction. Janicek moves it out in the corner to Warner. His shot from 15 is going to be off the mark. No good. Rebound Hastings. Tigers coming back the other way with the ball. That's going to be Morgan Karloff with it. Down on the baseline. His shot's going to be up there by Bilal from 10. It's going to be no good. It goes out of bounds. It's going to be Hastings ball. Watch touchdown here by the Vikings on the baseline by Ben Warner. So the Tigers will play things in. 5:38 to play in the third. 25-24. Hastings with a one-point lead. Tigers will inbound the ball. That's Morgan Karloff. Dribble penetration. Nice pass underneath. The Johnson shot is up and in. Karloff gets the assist. Tanner Johnson gets the field goal. That's the first bucket of the ball game for Tanner. Hastings High has now got a three-point lead, 27-24. Here comes Waverly back with the ball on the wing on the near side. That's going to be Cyril. Brings it out into three-point territory to Warner. Hastings High still in a man-to-man defense. Out in three-point territory is Ryan Cyril. Just stands with the ball high above his head. Looking. Now he puts it on the floor, and he'll dribble there against Vinny Schmidt. Cyril looking to penetrate. Gives it away now to Ben Warmer. Ben Warner dribbles into the lane. There's a pass down in the corner. That's going to be Sheridan with the ball as he dribbles with it out here in the three-point territory. Good defense here by the Tigers. Warner again here on the near sideline as he's picked up there by Tanner Johnson. Pass out on top, dribbling down the lane, stopping, popping, throwing up a shot. It's going to be Ryan Cyril. Shot going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Tigers down the left sideline, cuts it back to the center of the floor. Johnson takes the ball in the hole. His shot is up there, no good. Rebound Johnson goes back up. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound Johnson again. Puts a man in the air, goes up. His shot no good, but he's fouled in the line. So Hastings High getting three, four shots in the hole here. Halftime, Adams Central has got the lead over Ravenna in boys high school basketball out at the Patriots Gym. It's Adams Central 36, Ravenna 32. And in boys high school basketball, this scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. The personal foul goes on Ryan Cyril. That's going to be his second. Tanner Johnson goes to the free throw line for the Tigers. 75% foul shooter in the season, has not been there tonight. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Hastings High has extended their lead now as the Tigers 28 and the Vikings 24. We're in the third quarter with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play. Here comes Zach Peterson into the ball game now. Peterson comes in. Warner checks out for the Vikings. Peterson in that first half did not score. Saw some playing time. Tanner Johnson will toe the mark again for Hastings High. Tigers out on top, 28-24. Shot is up there. It's going to be good. Tanner Johnson hits a pair, and the Tigers have now got a five-point lead for the first time tonight. 29-24 with 4 minutes and 31 seconds to play here in this third quarter from the Tiger Gym. Here's Dylan Janicek bringing the ball back now for Waverly. Janicek into the offensive zone. He's going to be picked up there by Morgan Karloff of Hastings. Man-to-man defense. Schlauman has got the ball, moves it down in the corner. Now back outside to Janicek. They want the ball in his hands. Schlauman at the top of the key, moves it over here on the wing. Has worked the ball around this perimeter. That's Schlauman with the ball. Now to Janicek again. Janicek, dribble penetration down the lane. He's running one-hander. He's going to be up there no good. He's going to be fouled in the play. Janicek took off and found a little seam in the Tiger defense. Took it to the hole, and he was fouled in the play. Now Dylan Janicek will go to the free throw line. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Vinny Schmidt. That's going to be his second personal foul. Dylan Janicek to the free throw line. He's got 11 points in the ball game. His first free throw toss of the night is up there. It's going to be around the rim and falls off the left side. No good. Janicek 67% from the free throw line this season. He's now 65 out of 98 from the stripe. Waverly is a team hitting 62% of their foul shots. Score remains 29-24. Hastings with a five-point lead. Dylan Janicek will have one more shot here. Dips the knees, eyes the bucket. Shot is up there. That one is flat. It hits the front of the iron, and the rebound comes down to Edison Bilal. So Hastings High has got the ball back here. Sam Reimer has got it, hands it away. Now to Ben Clausen who's into the ball game. He loses control of the ball. That's going to be 9 turnovers now in Hastings High. Waverly comes back with a chance to slice into this five-point lead, 29-24, 3:40 to play. Here in this third quarter, down the right side of the lane is going to be Cyril. Puts him out in the air. Shot's going to be blocked down. Ball is loose in the lane. Scramble is on. Now we got a foul that's going to be called. Down there in the hardwood for Hastings is Ryan Kern. I think Kern is going to be the guilty party. Or is it? It's going to be a Waverly foul here. Ryan Kern was down in the hardwood here as he was battling with Ryan Cyril for the loose ball. Cyril is going to be hit with a personal foul. That's going to be his third. He comes out. Now Ben Warner comes back in there. Hastings High will have it on the Waverly turnover. 29-24. Hastings High with a five-point lead. The Tigers come streaking back the other way. Here's Ben Clausen. Takes it to the free throw line. Jump pass goes down to the baseline. Driving is Panganiep, and he's going to be hit on the play, and the foul is going to be called. Pango takes it from the left corner toward the goal. He's going to be fouling the play here. And Panganiep will go to the free throw line here for the Tigers. Zach Peterson is hit with a personal foul for Waverly. That's going to be his first. Team foul number four on the Vikings here in the second half of play. Alex Panganiep to the free throw line. 60% from the line this season. 3 out of 5. His shot is up there. It's going to be short. Pango will have one more. That's the first miss for the Hastings High Tigers from the free throw line tonight. Hastings to hit their first 8 free throws as a team. Panganiep will have one more. 29-24 Tigers. Next shot is up there. That one is around the rim. It falls off no good. Rebound comes down to Janicek. Dylan Janicek has got it now for Waverly. Gets it into the offensive zone as the Tigers will match up man on man. There's Jaron Bricker who's into the ball game now for the Vikings. Gives it away to Janicek. Out here in the 3-point territory, out near the 10-second line. Now they run the offense again. They come over here to a Bricker. He puts it on the floor. Dribbles it over to the wing on the right side. That's going to be Trevor Oltman who's into the ball game now. Oldman gets into the hands of Janicek. Boy, Waverly not very aggressive in attacking the Tigers' man-to-man defense. There's a pass over here on the wing to a Ben Warner. He just holds it, throws it back out here in the 3-point territory. Now trying to drive it, and we got a foul called. They got it in the hands of Janicek. Trying to drive it down the left side of the lane, and he's going to be fouled in the play here. It's going to go on Ben Clausen of Hastings. Clausen picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 3 on the Tigers. Non-shooting situation. Janicek has now got the ball here for Waverly. Janicek moves it back around to the corner on the right side. Driving the baseline. That's against Panganiep. Now they work it back around here on the wing. Driving to the basket. There's a shot taken by Sheridan. It's going to be no good. It nearly goes out of bounds. Sheridan saves it. They get it in the hands of Sam Reimer. Hastings High with the lead. They got the ball back the other way. Driving to the basket. There is going to be Clausen. Takes it to the hole. A scoop shot is up there and in. Ben Clausen scores. He's got 5 points. And Hastings High has their biggest lead of the ball game now at 31-24. Here comes Dylan Janicek down the near sideline for Waverly. They got it into Sheridan. Twisting and turning. His shot is up there. It's around the rim. Falls down. The hole is good. And he's found in the play. Bounces off of the back iron a couple of times and decides to go down the cylinder. Ross Sheridan has now got 10 points in the ballgame. He'll go to the free throw line and try to make this a 3-point play. The personal foul is whistled on the Tigers. It's going to go on Tanner Johnson. That's going to be his third. To score. Going to the free throw line will be Ross Sheridan. He's a 57% foul shooter on the season here for Waverly. 2:03 to play in the third quarter. Sheridan to the line, looks up there. His shot is going to be too strong, no good. Rebound, Hastings foul called. Sheridan had the missed shot there. And we got a foul called and the rebound. It's going to go on Waverly as the Tigers are going after it. Personal foul is going to be whistled here. It's going to be on Shop. Caden Schopp picks up the foul. That's going to be his second. Team foul number 5 on the Vikings here in the second half of play. Here's Johnson with the ball. Tanner Johnson for Hastings High. He gets it into the offensive zone. With the basketball now is going to be Ryan Kern as he drives it to the basket. His shot is up there and in. Hastings getting to the rim here in this ball game. Ryan Kern now with 5 points in the ball game, 33-26. Here the Tigers with a 7-point lead here in the basketball game. Here's a baseline jumper put up there, no good by Cyril. And the rebound comes down to Hastings. Ryan Kern has got it back for the Tigers. Kern throws it out here to Panganiep, out in 3-point territory. Won't take the shot. Wheels back around out here in the 3-point territory. Vinny Schmidt moves it down in the corner to Ryan Kern. Takes it to the elbow, left side of the lane. Now stops and throws it back out to Schmidt out here in 3-point territory. Vinny Schmidt picked up by Janicek. We got 1:11 to play. Here in quarter number 3, Hastings High leading 33-26. Panganiep down in the corner. Brings it out to Clausen in 3-point territory. Drives it down the paint. Throws up an off-balance shot. No good. Offensive rebound. Foul shot by Johnson is up there. No good. And he's fouled in the play. So Hastings going after it on the offensive boards here tonight. And now Tanner Johnson goes to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Johnson will have a couple of shots as he was mauled in the act of shooting. Johnson has got 4 points in the ball game. He has 2 out of 2 from the free throw line. So Tanner Johnson toes the mark. His shot is up there, in and out, no good. So after hitting their first 8 free throws, Hastings High has missed on their last 3. Tanner Johnson will have one more. Personal foul goes on Schopp. That's going to be his 3rd foul. Sheridan now checks out of the ball game for Waverly. 58 seconds to play here in the third. The shot is up there. They miss another one. Tanner Johnson misses 2 in a row, so it's going to be a rebound here by Waverly. Janicek is coming back with the ball, 33-26. Hastings High leading by 7 points. Here's Ryan Searle with the ball out here in three-point territory. They move it around to the right side. With it over there is going to be Ben Warner. Dribble penetration in the lane. He dumps it off down low. His shot's going to be up there. No good. Foul shot is up there. It's going to be up and in. Give the bucket there to Grant McGill, who's just into the ball game. Grant McGill missed the first shot. He got his own offensive rebound and a putback. So McGill scores his first field goal in the ball game. Makes it a 5-point ball game. 33-28. Now we're down to 20 seconds to play. Hastings High will play for the final shot here this third quarter. Down in the corner, that's going to be Ben Clausen with the ball. Brings it up high, cuts it down toward the lane. Big shot to Alex Panganiban. Down the wing, there's a shot put up there by Kern. That's going to be no good. Long rebound to Schmidt. His three-pointer is put up there, no good. 3 seconds, 2 seconds, 1 second. The ball is loose. It's picked up by Hastings, and a shot at the buzzer is no good. Ryan Kern picks up the loose ball out near the 10-second line and launches it up there at the buzzer, and that's the end of the third quarter of play. Three quarters in the books tonight in boys high school basketball. The Hastings High Tigers continue to lead Waverly here in this ball game. It's Hastings High 33, Waverly 28. You're listening to high school basketball on 1230 KHAS.
Are you tired of being just another number waiting in line to get your prescriptions filled? Hi, this is Scott Kirkegaard, owner of Crozier Park Pharmacy in Hastings, and I would like to invite you to experience our personal service. At Crozier Park Pharmacy, we have speedy service, free mail order, and free delivery in the Hastings area. We're open Monday through Friday, 9 to 6, and Saturdays, 9 to 1. We are located at 405 East 14th Street by Crozier Park. For more information, call 462-4600, and I hope to have the opportunity to help you with your pharmacy needs soon.
Five Points Bank is highly committed to investing in our community. This is what locally owned, locally managed banks do, and do well.
We are proud to be a leading supporter of the United Way. We were the third largest contributor to the 2013 annual campaign. Also, we recently contributed $25,000 towards the construction of the new pavilion at Highland Park, which will create a public space for the entire community to enjoy.
Giving back, it's part of our mission statement and helps make Hastings a great community. Five Points Bank, the better bank.
1230 KHAS.
Scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct, located on South Burlington in Hastings. Adams Central leading Ravenna at halftime in boys play, 36-32. Hastings St. Cecilia girls out on top of Sutton after three quarters, 32-16. Tigers commit a turnover. Driving back the other way is Janicek. His shot is up there. It is good. They're going to roll a goaltending call here, but Janicek is going to get the field goal to begin this fourth quarter of play. So Hastings High turns it over to begin the final period here. That's going to be their 10th turnover. Janicek got the field goal, 33-30 now. Waverly is back to win 3 points. The Tigers have led by as many as 5 here in the ball game. Driving it through the basket is going to be Tanner Johnson, who signs up and in. Johnson now with 6 points in the ball game, 35-30. Hastings with the lead. Now in the fourth quarter of play here tonight at the Jungle at Hastings High. Waverly coming back. Hastings High will stay with the man-to-man defense. Inside, they get it to Sheridan. Sheridan now down to the baseline to Warner. Warner brings it out of the wing. That's going to be Janicek. Dribble penetration. Drives it to the hole. His shot's no good, but he's hacked on the arm. And a foul here will go on the Tigers. It's going to go on Bilal. Addison Bilal picks up his second personal foul. It's going to be team foul number 5 on the Tigers. This will be a shooting situation, though. It's going to be Dylan Janicek going to the free throw line for the Vikings. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be around the rim and falls off of the front iron. No good. He is now 0 out of 3 on free throws tonight. Janicek has got 13 points in the ball game, but he scored 11 of those in the first half of play. Dylan Janicek will have one more. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be good. So it's 1 out of 2 from the free throw line. And it's now 35-31 here in the fourth quarter of play. Waverly now going to attack back here in backcourt. Vinny Schmidt's got the ball. Schmidt having problems with a dribble. Now he's got to get rid of it. He does. Bilal. Bilal goes to the far sideline. The Tigers have to get it across to the 10-second line. They do. Karloff moves it down in the corner to Tanner Johnson, out to Vinny for 3. Shot is up there. He buries it. Big, big bucket there by the freshman. Vinny Schmidt now with 12 points in the ballgame, and Lance calls a timeout. Timeout Hastings, 7 minutes and 1 second to play. Here in the fourth quarter, we'll take a break with a score. Hastings 38, Waverly 31.
Insurance Plus Financial Services means more than insurance. They have a full line of investments plus life, health, and long-term care. Also offering both bookkeeping and tax preparation services in Fairfield and 715 South Burlington in Hastings.
Stop at Thompson Oil Company, 806 East South Street for complete auto care. Or for your convenience store needs, go to the West 2nd Best Stop at 2nd and Laird. Both locations feature Phillips 66 Super Clean Gasoline in three grades, unleaded, E10 with ethanol, and premium unleaded. Thompson Oil Company, Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
This timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. Let Scott and the crew assist you for all of your pharmaceutical needs. Crozier Park Pharmacy, located at 405 East 14th Street in Hastings. Call 402-462-4605. 38-31, Hastings High with a 7-point lead here in boys high school basketball action from the Tiger Gym. Dribbling with the ball is going to be Ben Warner. Warner gets the ball out here into 3-point territory. That's Sheridan with the ball. Out to Janicek. Janicek looking to penetrate, can't do it. Throws it down here in the corner to Ben Warner. Hastings High still man-to-man. Entry pass to Janicek. His shot's going to be no good. Partially deflected. Partially deflected there by Tanner Johnson. Now a jump ball is going to be called on the rebound as Karloff is tied up in the play there. The possession arrow is pointing in favor of the Vikings of Waverly, so they get a break here. They'll play things in from underneath their own basket. 38-31. Hastings with a 7-point lead. We're in the fourth quarter with 6 minutes and 36 seconds to play. There's a pass out on top as they get it to a Ben Warner. Warner will set things up out here beyond the top of the 3-point circle. They're trying to get something going. Here's Janicek with the ball. Dribbles once. Brings it over to Sheridan on the wing. Comes across the top to Ben Warner for 3. Shot is up there. It's buried right down through the hole. Ben Warner nails a 3-pointer. He's got 5 points in the ball game now for Waverly. It's a 38-34 ball game. Hastings High still leading by 4 points here in this one as we approach the 6-minute mark. Here's Vinny Schmidt with the ball. Boy, every possession has been a key here in the ball game here tonight. Not going to have a whole lot of possessions. A couple of teams that are very deliberate on offense. Here's a Bielau. Shot is up there and in. Adam Bielau scores on the assist from Ryan Kern, who sends it inside. Bielau now has got 10 points in the basketball game. It's 40-34. The Tigers still with a 6-point lead here in this one. Janicek for 3. His shot's going to be an air ball. No good. It goes out of bounds. Waverly tries to save it, but they can't get to it. And Hastings High will play things in. What, crashing into the concrete wall behind the basket was Zach Peterson. Shakes the cobwebs from his head, and he heads back up the floor here. Hastings High will play things in with a 6-point lead. 40-34. Under 6 minutes to go here in this basketball game. Here's Karloff coming back the other way to Bielau down in the corner. Bielau was open for 3, but passes it up as the Tigers deliberate here on this possession. Vinny Schmidt with the ball sends it over to Karloff on the far sideline. Down to Vinny. He'll crank up the 3. His shot good again. Vinny Schmidt now with 15 points in the ball game for Hastings. And the Tigers have opened up a 9-point lead, 43-34 here over Waverly. Hastings trying to break a 2-game losing streak. Actually, a 3-game losing streak with this ball game here tonight. Waverly's got the ball back in their offensive zone. Jump pass comes out to Janicek. Janicek picked up there by Vinny Schmidt, the freshman for Hastings High. Janicek spins at the free throw line, puts up a shot for Vinny. It's going to be in and out, no good. Tanner Johnson tips the ball. Bielau grounds it for the Tigers. Down to Schmidt down the near sideline to Karloff. Morgan Karloff with the ball for Hastings. He'll hold things up. Out to Schmidt between the circles. 4 minutes and 40 seconds to play. Schmidt gets the ball over there into the hands of Sam Reimer, who's back into the ball game. Now to Tanner Johnson just inside the free throw line. He banks one home. Tanner Johnson banks one off of the glass. He's got 8 points in the ball game. Hastings High leading by 11 points at 45-34. Waverly comes back with the ball, dribbling on the baseline. Driving it toward the basket is going to be Peterson. He loses control of the ball. It is picked up. That's the 8th turnover now in Waverly. Hastings has the ball and an 11-point lead. 45-34. We're down to 4 minutes and 13 seconds to play. Vinny Schmidt moves the ball to the top of the arc. That's going to be Tanner Johnson to Vinny for 3. Shot good again. Unbelievable. This kid's going to be good for Hastings High. The freshman now with 18 points in the ballgame on 6 3-pointers. And Lance Creech calls a timeout. 4 minutes and 2 seconds to play here in the basketball game. We'll take a break with a score. Hastings 48, Waverly 34.
We're Shelter Insurance. We view life insurance a little differently.
We think the most thoughtful gift you can give your family doesn't come with a bow.
We know that a life should be measured by more than just dollars and cents. And we know you'll love the peace of mind life insurance gives you.
We're the people behind the shield.
Shelter Insurance, for your auto, home, and life. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
For auto, home, life, or business insurance, see Shelter Agent Jeb Brandt in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
Boy, in the city of Hastings, they've got some real youngsters in the basketball ranks that are going to be pretty good. Vinny Schmidt here for Hastings High. Of course, you've got David Bolin out there at Adams Central. Brooks Asher over at Hastings Saints Assange team with a youngster that can really line him up. And Vinny Schmidt has done the job tonight for Hastings High. 6 3-pointers in the basketball game. Vinny's got 18 points in the contest, and the Tigers have opened up a 48-34 lead here over Waverly. Hastings led at the end of three quarters by a score of 33-28. So a 15 to 6 run for Hastings High so far here in this fourth quarter. We're halfway through. Waverly comes back the other way. This is going to be Jordan Bricker with the ball now. Bricker gets it out to a Ben Warner. He's picked up out there defensively by Sam Reimer. Over on the wing, there's a long-range jumper put up there. It's going to be no good, and a foul is called on the rebound. Going down was Schmidt, but he was going to be fouled into play. Fouled here by Waverly. We're going to walk to the other end now. That's going to be team foul number 7. The foul is going to go on Waverly. Isaiah Brown picks up the personal foul. Going to the free throw line will be Schmidt. He's an 89% foul shooter, too. Vinny Schmidt puts it up there, and the shot is going to be off of the mark. No good, so he misses one. And the rebound comes down to Waverly. It's 48-34. Here's Janicek down the lane. They kick it down in the corner. A long-range jumper from 3. Good. That's Ben Warner nailing a 3-pointer. That's his second tray of the ball game. He's got 8 points. 48-37. Hastings High with an 11-point lead. We're down to 3.5 minutes to play. Here comes Morgan Carlisle for the ball into the offensive zone to Vinny Schmidt. Vinny gets it away down to a Sam Reimer. Back to Schmidt. Schmidt dribbles here on the wing. He's double-teamed. Bounce pass now to Carlisle. Open for 3. Won't take it. Goes over to Reimer on the far side. Reimer free throw line extended. Puts it on the floor. Dribbles out here between the rings. Vinny Schmidt has got it now. Vinny goes to the free throw line. Schmidt dribbles it down the right side of the lane. There's a shot by Karloff that's going to be no good. Rebound comes down here to Sheridan for Waverly. A pass down the floor is going to be deflected and is picked up here by Schmidt. He loses control of the ball. That's going to be picked up here by Janicek of Waverly. He takes a 3. His shot's going to be no good. Rebound is loose in the lane. It's picked up by the Vikings, who sends the ball to the far sideline. It's deflected out of bounds, and it's going to be Waverly basketball. Lance in front of the Tiger bench saying, just grab the thing. Hastings had their hands on it a couple of times, but couldn't get it under control here. 2:44 to play in the fourth quarter. It's 48-37. Hastings has got an 11-point lead. Waverly has got the ball. Vikings have it over there in the free throw line extended on the right side, and they dribble the ball out of bounds. Bricker had it over there. He lost control of it. He dribbles the ball out of bounds on the far sideline. So a turnover on Waverly. I've got him now with 10 in the ball game. Hastings High has got 11. Tigers have an 11-point lead. Inbounds pass is going to be intercepted. Intercepted, driving for the basket. A shot by Warner is up there and in. Ben Warner gets the field goal there for Waverly. He's now got 10 points in the ball game. 48-39. Hastings High now with a 9-point lead. Still 2.5 minutes to play. Here's Schmidt. Brings it across the 10-second line with a pass to Karloff. And Karloff will hold up now. Karloff looking. Now he's in trouble. Has to get it away. We got a timeout called here. Lance Creech calls the timeout to save the possession there as Karloff was trapped just across the 10-second line. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy of Hastings. For all of your pharmaceutical needs, call Crozier Park Pharmacy at 402-462-4605. We'll be back right after this.
One of the best ways to keep the heat out of your home during the summer is the same way you keep the heat in during the winter. With an extra layer of Guardian fiberglass insulation from Square Deal Lumber and Hardware, you will see a decrease in your cooling costs when you install the Guardian fiberglass insulation. Just ask the sales pros at Square Deal Lumber and Hardware in Holston for more information on the proper R value of your home project.
1230 KHAS.
High school basketball tonight here on 1230 KHAS and also online at www.hastingslink.com. Your internet streaming is brought to you by Hastings College. Challenge yourself, inspire greatness. Hastings does that. You can find out more at www.hastings.edu. 2 minutes and 13 seconds to play here in the fourth quarter. It's 48-39. Hastings High looking to win their seventh ball game of the 2013-2014 season. Tigers would break a three-game losing streak if we can get out of here with a victory here tonight. Hastings playing four games in 7 days. This is game number two here tonight. They'll take on Aurora on Saturday, and they'll play Grand Island coming up next Tuesday right back here at the Tiger Gym. 48-39, Hastings in the lead. Tigers will inbound the ball. This will be Sam Reimer with it out here in three-point territory. Working against Trevor Ullman. There's a feed to the far sideline, and a foul is going to be called. They get it in the hands of Vinny Schmidt. Why not? He is fouling the play. Now Vinny goes to the free throw line. He missed one just a minute or so ago. Personal foul is going to be called here on Warner, and that's going to be his first. Vinny Schmidt to the free throw line. He's got 18 points in the ball game. 0 out of 1 from the free throw line. He's knocked down 6 3-pointers. The shot is up there. It's good. Vinny is an 89% foul shooter coming in here. He was 8 out of 9. He's now 1 out of 2 in this ball game. Here comes Ryan Kern in the ball game now for Hastings, replacing Morgan Karloff. 49-39. Hastings with a 10-point lead. As Vinny Schmidt will toe the mark for his second shot. Looks up there, and the shot is good. Back to an 11-point lead at 50-39. Here comes Waverly back with the ball on the wing on the right side. That's going to be Ben Warner. Gets it out to the top of the key, dribbling down the lane. A scoop shot is up there. It's going to be no good. Rebound comes down to Hastings. Shot taken there by Isaiah Brown, who's into the ball game now. Here's a Vinny Schmidt with the ball for the Tigers. We're now to a minute and 45 seconds to play. Reimer's got it. To Ryan Kern on the near sideline. Comes out in the three-point territory. Vinny Schmidt has got it. Vinny blows it over on the left wing. That's going to be Tanner Johnson. Blows it down in the low block left side. He's trapped. Gets it back out here to Reimer. Out of Vinny Schmidt to the near sideline to Ryan Kern. He gets away from pressure. Dribbles right side of the lane. Hastings Knight is spreading the floor, playing the old cat-and-mouse game here. Here's Reimer with the ball. Back out to Ryan Kern near the 10-second line. Kern dribbling on the ball now with a minute and 17 seconds to play. Vinny Schmidt has got it. Vinny holds it. Gives it away now to Ryan Kern. They chase him out near the 10-second line, and a foul is going to be called. So Ryan Kern will go to the free throw line. Hastings able to run off some clock there. End of the third quarter out at Adams Central tonight. The Adams Central boys leading Ravenna by the score of 51-39. And it's final now at the Chapman Gymnasium. The Hastings St. Cecilia girls finish out the regular season with a 20-point win over Sutton. They win by the score of 42-22. This scoreboard update brought to you by Furniture Direct. They're located on South Burlington, just south of the Sonic Drive-In in Hastings. Shot from the free throw line is up there and in by Ryan Kern. He will get one more. Hastings High now with a 12-point lead. It is 51-39 with a minute and 11 seconds to play. Next one is up there. It's good. Ryan Kern hits a pair, and the Tigers pulling away now from Waverly. It's a 52-39 ball game. Vikings come back with the ball. There's a long-range three put up there and in. On the wing on the right side, that's a Brinker throwing up the three ball as he scores. There's the inbounds pass. It's going to be intercepted. Intercepted there and scoring there for Waverly with a field goal. It's going to be Bricker, so he hits a three and a two here at the end of the ball game. And now we've got a timeout called here with 54 seconds to play. Hastings turning the ball away here in a crucial time. That's their 13th turnover. 54.6 seconds to play. We've got a timeout brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll be back right after this.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
1230 KHAS.
The Nebraska women's basketball team came in victorious tonight on the road as they beat Michigan up at Ann Arbor. The score is 76-68. The Husker women winning tonight. That's their fifth win in the row. The Huskers 76 and Michigan 68. Hastings has the lead here in boys high school basketball action from the jungle at Hastings High, 52-44. So an 8-point lead. The Tigers led by 12 just a couple of seconds ago. Now Hastings will inbound the ball here in backcourt. 54.6 seconds to play in the ball game. They'll play things in to Ryan Kern. Kern is double teamed here in backcourt, and a foul is going to be called. So Waverly got the double team, but they guard Kern a little too closely that time. And now Ryan Kern will go to the free throw line. That's the 10th team foul called here on Waverly in the basketball game. Isaiah Brown picks up the foul. for the Vikings. That's going to be his second. So Ryan Kern back to the line. He did a couple of free throws just a few seconds ago. He'll have two more shots here. His shot is up there. Rims off, no good. Kern will get one more. And in the ball game now for Hastings will be Morgan Karloff. And coming to the bench will be Addison Bilal. 52-44. Hastings with an 8-point lead here with 51.4 seconds to play. Ryan Kern will have one more free throw. Sets, fires it up there. The shot's way short, no good. And the rebound comes down here to Waverly. So here come the Vikings back the other way to try and make this one interesting. Driving to the basket, his shot is up there and in. And we've got another timeout here from Waverly. Is taking the ball to the basket was Dron Bricker. He's come out for the bench to hit for 7 points here in the past couple of minutes. Now we got a timeout with 43 seconds to play. Brought to you by Crozier Park Pharmacy. We'll take a break with the score. Hastings 52, Waverly 46.
Get more than you expect. Furniture Direct.
When you hear the name Furniture Direct, low prices is about what you'd expect. But at Furniture Direct, you get more than you expect, like coil spring seating in our catnapper recliners and motion furniture so they keep sitting great for years to come. Plus express delivery so you can enjoy your furniture right away. Get more than you expect at Furniture Direct, behind Sonic on South Burlington and Hastings, FurnitureDirectHastings.com.
1230 KHAS.
Well, Hastings High at 1 point at a 14-point lead at 42-34. Waverly has come back, and they've outscored Hastings 12-4 in the past couple of seconds. And we've still got 43.2 seconds left on the clock. It's 52-46. Hastings with the lead as the Tigers trying to lock up their seventh win of the 2013-2014 season here tonight. This would break a three-game losing streak, but this is anything but in the bag so far. Waverly's done a good job getting back into this thing and making it close at the end. Hastings High having problems with the Waverly pressure here in backcourt. Sam Reimer will key things in. The Tigers have missed some free throws the last couple of opportunities. Reimer will play things in, and again, they're going to foul as they get it in. And it's going to be Hastings going to the free throw line with 42 seconds to play. The personal foul is going to be whistled on Bricker. That's going to be his first personal foul. So the Tigers will go to the free throw line now with 42 seconds to play. This is going to be Karloff going to the free throw line. His shot is up there. It's going to be good. Karloff has scored all of his points tonight from the line. He is now 3 out of 3 from the line. Karloff, an 82% foul shooter. Hastings High now with a 7-point lead. It's 53-47. Next shot is up there by Karloff. It's going to be off of the mark. It's going to be no good. And the rebound comes down here to Waverly coming back the other direction. Waverly has got the ball with 35 seconds to go. Dribbling underneath the basket, going for the hole, and his shot is up there and in. Taking it right to the hole there for Waverly. Let's see, that's a new guy in there for Waverly. It's going to be Austin Lowell. Austin Lowell taking the ball to the basket there, and he scores. It's now a 53-48 ball game. We'll just keep it right here. It's going to be a short timeout from the Vikings of Waverly. Tomorrow night, we'll have high school basketball from the Crusader Gym in Grand Island. It'll be Grand Island Central Catholic taking on the Hastings St. Cecilia boys tomorrow night. Single ball game, 7:15 for the pregame show with head coach Kevin Asher. 7:30 for the tip-off, the Crusaders and the Blue Hawks coming up tomorrow night here on 1230 KHAS. Saturday, we'll have Hastings College basketball for you. The Broncos taking on Dakota Wesleyan. Be the final regular season home game for Hastings this year. Broncos will take on the Tigers 2 and 4 o'clock on Saturday. Pregame show at 1:45 here on 1230 KHAS. 53-48 is the score. Hastings inbounding the ball. They've got it here in backcourt. There's a pass. Morgan Karloff catches up with it in the offensive zone. 26 seconds, and he's going to be fouled into play. So Hastings breaks the pressure. Finally, the foul is going to be called here on Trevor Ullman for Waverly. That's going to be his first. That's going to be team foul number 10 on the Tigers, or on the Vikings here in this second half of play. And now it's going to be Morgan Karloff going to the free throw line here for Hastings. Karloff puts it up there. The shot is going to be good. He's now 4 out of 5 from the free throw line. Karloff will have one more. Hastings now with a 6-point lead at 54-48. But this would give Hastings a 3-possession lead and give him a 7-point advantage here with 25.5 seconds to play. Morgan Karloff will toe the mark again. His shot is up there, and the shot's going to be in and out and back in again. So Karloff hits a pair of free throws. Hastings leading 55-48. Janicek with the ball, dribbles it down the left side of the lane. Goes up with a shot. It's going to be blocked down. Blocked down there by Hastings' Ryan Kern. And now a foul is going to be called as Karloff grabs the ball. Ryan Kern gets a block on Janicek's drive down the left side of the lane. And a personal foul is going to be called here on Waverly as we walk to the other end of the floor now with 18.1 seconds to play. Personal foul is going to be whistled there on Bricker. That's going to be his second personal foul. So again, Morgan Karloff will go to the free throw line here for Hastings High. Puts it up there, and the shot is going to be good. Karloff now 6 out of 7 on free throws tonight. He'll get one more shot here. The Tigers trying to hold on here tonight. The score is now 56-48 in favor of the Tigers. Here's the next shot. It's up there and in. Karloff hits 4 for 4 here in the last two possessions. 57-48. 17 seconds to play. Here comes Waverly back with the ball. Janicek at the free throw line. His shot is up there and in. Dylan Janicek hits the free throw line jumper to make it a 57-50 ball game. 6 seconds, 5 seconds, 4 seconds. Hastings looking to play things in. Kerner's got it down the near sideline. Comes into the offensive zone, and that's the horn. Hastings High wins it here tonight in boys high school basketball over the Waverly Vikings. Hastings wins it by 7 points by a score of 57-50. So the Tigers break their three-game losing streak. Hastings High now improves to 7 wins and 11 losses on the season. Waverly, they drop to 9 wins and 9 losses. Hastings High wins it tonight in boys high school basketball. Final score of 57-50. We'll have the final totals right after this.
When you need power, think Husker Power Products, your full-service irrigation engine headquarters. Husker Products is your provider of GM natural gas and propane engines, Isuzu diesel, all customized for your application. A business backed by fast response, service when you need it, and straightforward answers. Think locally owned and operated Husker Power Products when you need power. Located at 2955 West Highway 6 in Hastings or online at HuskerPowerProducts.com.
Purchase your tickets today for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, Saturday, February 15th at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. 8 great games tipping off at 9 a.m. with many area teams taking on the state's best, culminating with 4-time defending state champion Omaha Central against Denver East. Students are $8, adults $16, and a limited number of courtside tickets are available as well. Go to Ticketmaster.com or purchase your tickets today at the Heartland Events Center box office for the 7th Annual Heartland Hoops Classic, February 15th.
1230 KHAS.
All right, back here at the Tiger Gym here tonight. Hastings High wins it in boys competition. Final score of 57-50 tonight over Waverly. So the Tigers improved to 7-11 on the season. Waverly had the lead at the end of the first quarter by the score of 13-11. Tigers came back to grab the advantage at halftime, 23-21. Hastings led at the end of three quarters at 33-28. Actually, Hastings got out to a 14-point lead in the fourth quarter of play tonight at 48-34. But then Waverly, they come back. They outscore Hastings 12-4 to pull within 4 points at 52-46. But the Tigers getting some free throws at the end, in particular Morgan Karloff hitting 4 free throws right at the end. And Hastings High gets out of here with a 7-point victory here tonight, 57-50 over Waverly. Scoring in the ball game for Hastings High tonight, they get 20 points from Vinny Schmidt. He had 6 3-pointers in the game, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line. Vinny had 9 points in the first half, 11 more in the second. So Schmidt leads the way tonight with 20 points for the Tigers. Addison Bilal, he had 10 points. Bilal had 3 field goals, and he was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line. He scores 8 in the first half and 2 more in the second half for his total of 10. Only 2 guys in double figures tonight for the Tigers. The other scorers, Tanner Johnson, he ended up with 8 points. He had 3 field goals, and he was 2 out of 4 from the free throw line. Ryan Kern, he had a 3 and a 2, and he was 2 out of 4 from the line for 7 points. Morgan Karloff ends up with 7 points, all on free throws tonight, 7 out of 8 from the free throw line. Ben Clausen, he ends up with 5 points. He had a 3 and a 2, as he ends up with 5 3-points in the first half and 2 more in the second. Hastings High hitting 17 out of 25 from the free throw line tonight. Unofficially 13 turnovers in the basketball game. Waverly, they were led by Dylan Janicek as he scores 16. He had 11 in the first half, 5 more in the second half. So 16 points for Dylan Janicek, 10 points for Ross Sheridan, 10 points for Ben Warner. Their other score is 7 for Jerron Bricker, then 2 points apiece for Ryan Cyril, 2 points for Grant McGill and also 2 points for Austin Lowell. So Hastings High wins it tonight over the Waverly Vikings by a score of 57-50. Now stay tuned for the player of the game and the coach's postgame show as high school basketball continues on 1230 KHAS.
Play-by-play has been brought to you by the KHAS Sports Boosters. Local business, supporting local youth and local athletics. Stay tuned because the postgame shows are up next on Hastings Link to local high school sports, 1230 AM KHAS Radio.
The Hastings Tribune is more than just your newspaper. It's HastingsTribune.com. The E-Edition, Encore, HT Media with videos, photos, Facebook, and more. The Tribune has expanded classified and circulation hours until 7 Monday through Friday and 8 to noon Saturday. Subscribe to the Hastings Tribune, HastingsTribune.com.
Keith's Drive-In Drug and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy always give you the fast, friendly service you've come to expect over the years. From prescription drugs to over-the-counter medications, trust Keith's Drive-In Drug at 5th and Hastings and Keith's Medical Park Pharmacy in Hastings Medical Park.
This is the player of the game on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KJS. Let's head courtside and get the candidates for tonight's player of the game.
So two wins tonight for Hastings High. The girls winning in the first ball game 69-48. The Hastings High boys winning in the nine camp by a score of 57-50. This is the player of the game on 1230 KHAS. Three players in double figures for the Hastings High girls basketball team. Libby Knappel led the way tonight with 18 points. Sophia Pankratz had 14, and Bailey Petzold had 14 points tonight for Hastings High. And for the Hastings High boys, it was a big performance by Vinnie Schmidt. 6 3-pointers, scores 20 points in the ballgame, including 11 in the second half. And Addison Bilal does a job on the boards tonight for Hastings High. Also scores in double figures as he scores 10. We'll come back and name our winners right after this.
Rivals Bar and Grill is a proud sponsor of all area athletics. Teams and coaches, get to Rivals every Thursday and Friday until 11 p.m. and enjoy half-price appetizers before and after the game. Remember, Thursday night is pizza night, so stop in and get your pizza to stay or to take it with you. Open daily at 11 a.m. Rivals Bar and Grill in Hastings. Join the Rivals team. Osborne Drive East in Hastings. Best of luck, teams.
Our players of the game tonight for Hastings High, Libby Knappel, who led the way in scoring for the Hastings High girls basketball team, 18 points in the ball game. She had 7 field goals, and she was 4 out of 4 from the free throw line, scores 18 points, 7 in the first half and 11 more in the second half as Hastings knocks off Waverly tonight by a score of 69-48. And for the Hastings High boys, the guy who put the team kind of on his freshman shoulders there in the second half, Vinny Schmidt, he comes up with 20 points in the basketball game tonight. 6 3-pointers, 2 out of 3 from the free throw line, scores 20, had 9 in the first half, 11 more in the second half as he leads the way for the Tigers tonight. And Hastings win over the Waverly Vikings by the score of 57-50. So Vinny Schmidt and Libby Knappel are players of the game tonight for Hastings High. Stick around. The coach is up next. You're listening to High School Basketball.
You've been listening to the Player of the Game. Stay tuned. The coach is on his way as more post-game coverage continues here on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS.
The train tracks are gone, and over time, things change. But Vons Printers continues to be your full-service printing specialist. From start to finish, Vons Printers will customize your own logo, print business cards, envelopes, letterheads, brochures, and notepads to create a calling card for your business. Expect quality, personalized service, and competitive pricing from your full-service printing experts. For over 85 years, locally owned and operated, Vons Printers, 2nd and East Side Boulevard in Hastings.
Our post-game coverage continues with Nothing But Net. Now, let's get you back out to the court and hear from the coach on the coach's post-game show.
In 57-50, Hastings High wins it here tonight over Waverly as Hastings assistant coach Mike Sibbons is going to join us in the post-game show. And, Coach, congratulations on the win. Feelings on the basketball game tonight.
Well, thank you, Mike.
Talk about the ball game. What did you see out there tonight at your ball club?
You know, I thought that We learned some things early on that, you know, you got to take care of the basketball. We need shots. And when we did that, we were able to get second chance points. When we just turn it over, we don't get any shots, and they're just going down the other way, and that hurt us quite a bit in the second half. We did a better job of taking care of the basketball.
In a game like this, a low-scoring affair, every possession is this going to be critical, and those turnovers are kind of duplicated and magnified in a game like this, aren't they?
It is. You know, and you're not trying to turn it over, but they're pretty athletic, and they're long, and they play that 1-3-1. They play it well, and they take up space, and they come out and trap you a little bit, and you panic. We just didn't handle it very well early, turning it over, and then they got some easy shots off, and then we had to work quite a bit. But then as the game went on, we took care of the basketball. We made them work defensively, having to move side to side, up and down, and we were able to get some shots. And then, you know, we had some guys that rebound the ball real well against that zone and get us some second chance points.
Yeah, the offensive rebounds tonight, huge for Hastings High. You guys kind of dominated that statistic.
We did. Addison Bilal really rebounded the ball well. Tanner Johnson rebounded the ball. Morgan Karloff rebounded the ball well. We need that. And like I said, if you're not getting shots, though, you're not getting second-chance shots. So if we can take care of the ball a little bit better, our point average will start to move up a little bit.
Tell you what, it was one maybe at the free throw line toward the end of the ball game. Hastings ends up shooting 17 free throws, 17 maids tonight. Meanwhile, Waverly just 1 out of 8 from the stripe, so you kind of kept them out of the free throw line area.
We did. I thought we played pretty good defense in the half court. You know, they're pretty quick, so you know we needed to get back in transition, slow them up a little bit, which we did, and then just allow them, you know, one chance points, and then rebound the ball. I thought we did that pretty well on the defensive end. You know, allow them one shot, not and done, and that was good for us.
Again, talking with Mike Simmons, the assistant coach for Hastings High, as the Tigers pick up a win here. They break a three-game losing streak, 57-50, our final score over Waverly tonight. Can't get out of here without mentioning Vinny Schmidt. The kid's cool as a cucumber. He just performs out there. Doesn't look like a freshman to me. He scores 20 points tonight.
On the offense, Vinny did pretty well in the half court. He moves well without the basketball. I don't know how guys lose him. He's the smallest guy out there usually, but he moves very well, use a change of tempo in his cuts, so he gets open. And his teammates are really, you know, setting good screens for him. But another thing, he screens, and then usually the screener gets open. So he works hard offensively on that.
It's odd. A team is looking to a freshman to maybe put the team on his shoulders there with the game on the line in the fourth quarter. But I think the Tigers did that tonight, didn't they?
You know, I think Vinny's grown up quite a bit throughout the season. Started even at the JV level early on in the season, and just has come along slowly here. And really has picked up since after the new year, and is really offensively doing a good job defensively. You know, he's a pretty good stopper in there also. He can guard the ball, but he's really coming on here lately.
Hastings had a 48-34 lead in the fourth quarter of play, and then you guys had some turnovers. You missed some free throws in there, and it was Waverly going on a 12-4 run to kind of make it a ball game at 52-46. If there was a stretch in the ball game you didn't play very well, it was maybe that 2 or 3 minutes right there.
Yeah, you know, I think, you know, we get a big lead at that. We quit attacking a little bit. We wanted to, as a coaching staff, and we wanted to keep attacking and keep moving and keep spacing, but we just kind of went to a stall there a little bit, not by design, but we just quit looking to attack the basket. And then, when you got the clock stopped, you got to make your free throws. And then, you know, then later in the fourth quarter there, we started to make our free throws, and then we struggled a little bit finishing the game, you know, trying to get the ball inbounced. Basically, they're going to foul you every time. We got to set good screens, good cuts. We struggled a little bit getting it in. You know, it's something we're going to have to work on, because here in the postseason, you know, that's something that's going to maybe come back to bite us a little bit.
Chances are teams are going to pressure you in your backcourt in a close ball game, huh?
Yeah, absolutely.
So Hastings High gets out of here with a 57-51 over Waverly. Like we mentioned during the game, this is the second of a span of 4 games for Hastings High in a matter of 7 days, so you don't have much time to really celebrate or really coop anything out of this thing. You got to get back to work. You got another game on Saturday, and then next Tuesday, it's like an NBA schedule here.
It is. This is a tough 2 weeks for us. We took a travel to Crete the other night on Tuesday, and, you know, got back late. Had to get prepared one day for Waverly, and I think we did a pretty good job doing that. We got to do it again tomorrow. We got to get ready for Aurora on Saturday.
Really turns out to be a big ball game on Saturday. That's a district foe, and you'll play them on Saturday.
It is a district foe, and, you know, it's a very good ball game, ball club. You know, they're going to do some similar things that Waverly did tonight. We'll have to do, you know, similar things that we did. We have to take care of the basketball. We need shots. And our bigs are going to have to work a little bit harder in there because they got some big guys in there too. And they also have some shooters. You know, just like tonight, Waverly had some pretty good shooters that I thought we did a pretty decent job on. And we'll see a similar team Saturday.
Okay, congratulations. Good luck Saturday.
Thank you.
Yep, that's Mike Simmons, the assistant coach for Hastings High, as the Tigers win it tonight over the Waverly Vikings by the score of 57-50. Hastings is now 7-11 on the season as they get sent for the Aurora Huskies coming up on Saturday in Aurora. Got some other scores we want to pass along to you in girls' high school play tonight. Waverly beat the Hastings High, or actually Waverly winning tonight over Hastings High by the score of 69-48. As we played in the basketball game earlier tonight, as Waverly picks up the win over Hastings 69-48, the Tigers are now 9-10 on the season. I think I said Hastings won the first ball game. That was not the case. It was Waverly winning that first ball game by a score of 69-48. Other scores, it was Ravenna beating Adams Central tonight in girls' play by a score of 53-45. Hastings St. Cecilia, they won over Sutton tonight by a score of 42-22 in girls' play. We've got Nebraska women's basketball. They downed Michigan 76-68 was the final score there. In boys' play out at the Patriots gym at the end of the third quarter, it is Adams Central out on top of Ravenna by the score of 51-39. Women's college basketball over at Nebraska Kearney tonight. Pittsburgh State beating the Nebraska Kearney women by the score of 66-50. Tomorrow night, it's Hastings St. Cecilia taking on Grand Island Central Catholic at the Chapman Gym. 7:15 for the pregame show, 7:30 for the tip-off, the Crusaders and the Blue Hawks here on 1230 KHAS. So again, in the first ball game, Waverly beats Hastings High by the score of 69-48. In the men's contest, the boys' contest, Hastings knocks off Waverly by the score of 57-50. For my producer and engineer, John Debrin, back at the radio station, I'm Mike Will, wishing you a very pleasant good evening from Hastings.
You've been listening to the Coach's Post Game Show, Nothing But Net. Remember, you can catch all the excitement and all the action of high school sports all season long on your Hastings link to local high school sports, 1230 KHAS. High school basketball has been an exclusive presentation of Platte River Radio.